It has to do with the way fluids flow inside the human brain. In patients with a brain cancer, glioblastoma, tumors increase pressure in the brain. That causes fluids inside the skull to move faster, carrying cancer cells to more parts of the brain, ultimately making it impossible to treat. In Alzheimer's disease and dementias, it's the opposite problem, brain fluids flowing too slowly. That allows certain harmful proteins to build up, causing cognitive decline. Biomedical engineer Jennifer Munson is leading a 5-year multi-university research project on these relatively unexplored effects of fluid flow in the brain.
As you age, the fluid flow in your brain slows down, and we don't fully understand why that happens, but this paper first links that kind of slowing fluid flow and the ability to increase it back to what might be more normal, you could even say more youthful.
And for glioblastoma, it's the opposite. There, the goal is to slow down a slightly different kind of brain fluid that would keep the brain tumor contained, allowing doctors to treat it with drugs. The team has identified a drug that alters fluid flow in the brain, and the hope is that this new approach may hold promise for these and perhaps other currently untreatable diseases. I'm Robbie Harris.